this second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Here is Tracy Spring and Karen Wrights. This is called Seasons. I like this a lot. I remember when this came out. I remember this.
The sun. longing to see, loving emotion, loving being free. In this world of constant sorrow, the hawk seems to swallow the dove. Unending greed, the children's need are only quenched by love. Well, I'll dance with you,
you'll dance with me.
That's live at the Binary Studios there in Bellingham. Karen Wrights and Tracy Spring, or Tracy Spring and Karen Wrights. I had seen Karen Wrights for a long time, saw her at the T.R. Ritchie benefit, and what a cool person. You know, you get all these albums from all these people, and you're just never sure where they're all coming from. And then you meet these people, and, you know, not very often, but about, oh, I don't know, maybe 1, 2% of the time, they can be real jerks, but most of the time, they're really, really cool people. And most of these songwriters are, they're basically detailing their experiences. You know, they're sort of a product of their experiences. And so when you talk to some of these folks, you really get a clue as to what they're all about. And I hadn't spent much time with Karen Wrights talking to her. We talked for a while, and just a really neat demeanor. And of course, Tracy Spring is Tracy Spring, and she's everything that Tracy Spring always is and has been and was. An amazing arranger, an intuitive songwriter, you know, a very inward reaching out songwriter, very positive person, my gosh. So, you know, you combine that and that's what you get. But that was a long, long time ago. That was probably 10, 15 years back when they did this live concert at the Binary Studios. Very wonderful, wonderful mix, well produced, clean, clean, clean recording. But then if you do a live recording in a recording studio with an audience and everything in, that would work. They used to do that in the Vanguard Studios quite a bit. A lot of the old folkies used to come by the Vanguard Studios and do that. Tracy Spring and Karen Wrights. I need to announce this. For Northwest Public Radio, we are in our 31st year. And they're doing a kind of an article, expose, video. I don't know exactly what's going to involve, but they want you folks to ask questions of me, and they want you to send those questions by email to nwpr@wsu.edu, nwpr@wsu.edu, or nwpr.org. You can go to the website and figure out how to do it there. But nwpr@wsu.edu is the email to do it on. And when you send it by email, you know, just these are questions that you want to ask about music or lifestyle or being a radio show host or whatever to celebrate going into we're well into our 31st year here at Northwest Public Radio. So send your questions to nwpr@wsu.edu. I think during the first hour I gave you the wrong address. nwpr@wsu.edu. And the NWPR, of course, stands for Northwest Public Radio. So send those questions to that. If you want to email me personally, send to D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. That's D-M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu. And you can find playlists and archives at NWPR.org. That's the website, NWPR.org. And we'll try and keep this inland folk thing going for... Wouldn't it be really neat to say, you know, Dan Ma retires after 40 years. I wonder if I can get that far. That's 8 more years. 8 and a half more years. Wow. I don't know. I just don't know. Art Knopfler.
The scaffold is white, driving out of the yard, with a face that's as hard as a scaffolder's bar. When she goes into town, she might take the top down on the car. The quick little steps in the stiletto boots, and the hair with the roots, she comes in as a rule. To get the nails done and the tan for the sun, when the kids are in school. Don't begrudge her the mark, it's been nothing but a work in a hard life, losing her looks over company books, the scaffolder's wife. The company home on a wing and a prayer. They don't pay what they owe when they have the cash flow. They don't care. Don't begrudge her the mark. It's been nothing but a work in a hard life, losing her looks over company books. The scaffold is wide.
Well, I got in the mail late last night a letter from a girl who found the time to write to her lonesome boy somewhere in the night. She sent me a railroad ticket too to take me to her loving arms in the big steel rail, gonna carry me home to the one I love. Well, I've been out here many long days, haven't found a place that I could call my home. Not a two-bit bed to lay my body on. I've been stood up, I've been shook down, I've been dragged into the sand, and the big steel rail gonna carry me home to the one I love. Well, I've been uptight most every night, walking along the streets of this old town. Not a friend around to tell my troubles to. A good old car
she done broke down, 'cause I drove it into the ground, and the big steel railroad carried me home to the one I love. Well, look over yonder across the plain, the big drive wheels are pounding along the ground. Gonna get on board and I'll be homeward bound. Now I ain't had a home-cooked meal, and Lord, I need one now. And the big steel rail gonna carry me home to the one I love. Here I am with my head in the sand, standing on the broad highway. Would you give a ride to a lonesome boy who missed a train last night? I went in town for one last round and I gambled my ticket away. And the big steel rail won't carry me home to the one I love.
Tell me your troubles, I'll listen for free. Regulars trust me, it seems. You can come and see Uncle to get through the week. Leave your pledges with me to redeem. Some folks sell their bodies for $10 a gold. Politicians go pawning their souls. Doesn't make me look too bad, don't you know? Me, with my heart full of holes. All my yesterday's broken, I watch with no face. All battered and old. Bits of the movement all over the place. And a heart full of holes, a heart full. Knuckles and banjos are out on the town. At the knees up in Teddy Boy's Road. A cold block and tackle tells the time upside down. Rock and roll, well I don't know. Dead people's wedding gifts walk out the door. A clarinet squeals to be free. Audience hop from the shelves to the floor, start playing their polkas to me. There's a ring in the bells, the dunderhead's curse. Fingers are pointing at you. And you take work in hell, be glad it's not worse. Then you get to the back of the queue. Handcuffs and hunting knives clang on the bars. Air pistols shoot out the light. If one of us dies, love, I think I'll retire. see my boys and my beautiful girls. Garden of Eden, no gates or barbed wire. Who knows, maybe gates made of pearls. Well, if we go to heaven, and some say we don't, but if there's a reckoning day, please God I'll see you, and maybe I won't have a backpack to go either way.
She walked the hills above the town, echoed to her footsteps as soft as eiderdown, waiting for her master to kiss away her tears, waiting through the years. Bitter green, they called her, walking in the sun, loving everyone that she met. Bitter green, they called her, waiting in the sun, waiting for someone to take her hand. Some say he was a sailor who died away at sea. Some say he was a prisoner who never was set free. Lost upon the ocean, he died there in the mist, dreaming of her kiss. Bitter green, they called her, walking in the sun, loving everyone that she met. Bitter green, they called her, waiting in the sun, waiting for someone to take her home. But now the bitter green is gone, the hills have turned to rust. There comes a weary stranger, his tears fall in the dust. Kneeling by the churchyard in the autumn mist, dreaming of a kiss. Bitter green, they called her, walking in the sun, loving everyone that she met. Bitter green, they called her,
sun, waiting for someone to take her hand. Bitter green, they called her, walking in the sun, loving everyone that she met. Bitter green, they called her, waiting in the sun, waiting for someone to take her hand.
Christmas party is coming. We ain't doing rugby no more. McIntyre's teaching us waltzing out on the gymnasium floor. Out on the gymnasium floor. McIntyre's out of the slippered if you get it wrong. And McIntyre's din booms loud in the gym, and we've only got a little short song. We've only got a little short song. And it's 1-2-3-2-2, we're all a disgrace. McIntyre tore us up. And we danced with ourselves when we'd all found a space, waltzing with fear in our hearts, waltzing with fear in our hearts. Comes the day of the final maneuver. Closer to D-Day. This time we're gonna do it with girls. This time we're gonna do it with girls. In the arena, the ladies were waiting. A 12-year-old partner to guide. Some matches were fixed, the rest of us mixed. And a fat girl got left at the side. A fat girl got left at the side. And it's 1-2-3-2-2, we're all a disgrace. McIntyre tore us apart. And we danced with ourselves when we'd all found a space. Waltzing with fear. When you come to my fights and I'm under the lights and you see that my footwork is false, don't count me out at the start of the battle. I'm just doing secondary. Secondary
wall. Oh, Mr. Mark Knopfler, the Secondary Waltz. And this is from his album, Kill to Get Crimson. We also heard Heart Full of Holes, and we heard The Scaffolder's Wife, Mark Knopfler. Gordon Lightfoot, from this wonderful recreation of some of his earlier hits called Gord's Gold that came out in about 1976, 1977. We heard Steel Rail Blues and Bitter Green. We're going to hear this wonderful song, Don Quixote, which I think is one of Gordon Lightfoot's best songs. Right after the break, we do have to take a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. send your questions in commemoration of our 30 years of Inland Folk to nwpr@wsu.edu. Email them. And if you want any questions, you want any, you know, you'll be contacted about your questions and they're going to make something work here. That's all I know. So that's how that goes. But that's a lot of music. That's a lot of years of a lot of music. All righty, we're taking a break. We're coming right back for lots more music. You just need to hold your horses because we are coming back. Oh, yes, we are. And we're going to be pushing all the right buttons. Mm-hmm. Eunjong Shin helping me with the playlists here on Inland Folk. And we're coming right back. Hang on.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Whitman Hospital. Next week, the hospital will host a blood drive on Thursday from 9 to 1. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be made at 509-397-3435. Whitman Hospital is located on West Fairview Street in Colfax.
A stormy three-day weekend with increasing rain and gusty winds today. High temperatures 46 in Moscow, 52 in Clarkston. Continued showers or snow showers tonight and continued wind, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow and President's Day, we'll see a mix of sun, rain or snow, and wind with highs in the low to mid-40s.
Soldier's Joy, longer than we normally would take, but it's that's from Marco. That's from the Liberty soundtrack on Sony, the Liberty soundtrack where we do our calendar music as well. It's a wonderful soundtrack, features Yo-Yo Ma and Mark O'Connor and Jerry Douglas and James Taylor and a bunch of different folks. Came from the soundtrack of that project dealing with the American Revolution that showed on public television about, oh, probably 10 years back now, something like that. It's a wonderful, wonderful video. It's a wonderful look at the American Revolution, really. And if you're all about that, you should find it. It's still available in all the catalogs. Liberty is what it's called. And that's where that version of Soldier's Joy came from. All righty, Gordon Lightfoot. Wonderful song. Wonderful, wonderful song. Terry Clemens on lead guitar. Mr. Richard Haynes on the bass. And I don't think Pee Wee Charles was with him at that point. Don Quixote, based on Miguel Cervantes and his quixotic character.
Through the woodland, through the valley, comes a horseman wild and free, tilting at the windmills passing. Who can the brave young horseman be? He is wild, but he is mellow. He is strong, but he is weak. He is cruel, but he is gentle. He is wise, but he is meek. Reaching for his saddlebag, he takes a battered book into his hand. Standing like a prophet bold, he shouts across the ocean to the shore, till he can shout no more. I have come, O moor and mountain, like the hawk upon the wing. I was once a shining knight who was the guardian of a king. I have searched the whole world over, looking for a place to sleep. I have seen the strong survive, and I have seen the lean grow weak. See the children of the earth who wake to find the table bare. See the gentry in the country riding off to take the air. Reaching for his saddlebag, he takes a rusty sword into his hand.
and striking up a nightly pose, he shouts across the ocean to the shore, but he can shout no more. See the jailer with his key who locks away all trace of sin. See the judge upon the bench who tries the case as best he can. See the wise and wicked ones who feed upon life's sacred fire. See the soldier with his gun who must be dead to be admired. See the man who tips the needle. See the man who buys and sells. See the man who puts the collar on the ones who dare not tell. See the drunkard in the tavern, stemming gold to make ends meet. See the youth in ghetto black, condemned to life upon the street. Reaching for his saddlebag, he takes a tarnished cross into his hand. Standing like a preacher now, he shouts across the ocean to the shore. Then in a blaze of tangled hooves, he gallops off across the dusty plain, in vain to search again when no one will hear. Through the woodland, through the valley, comes a horseman wild and free. Tilting at the windmills passing, who can the brave young horseman be? He is wild, but he is mellow. He is strong, but he is weak. He is cruel, but he is gentle. He is wise, but he is meek.
Blowing dropped into the dawn.
Jonathan Krause. I live in a yellow house with my wife, 6 feet tall. She bumps her head coming out of the hall, and all my neighbors think she's fine. They tell me about it all of the time. They say, how could an awkward guy like you end up with a girl so beautiful? Nice of you to wish me luck here, but I'm just trying to wash my truck here. Our living room has hardwood floors, cracks in the ceilings, creaky doors. It's kinda hard to get settled down with a 6 foot woman clomping around. A homeless man sleeps on our porch when the weather gets cold in early March. It's the least that we can give, 'cause there's lots of them where we live. Around the corner from the university, there's so much noise from the fraternity. Mysterious man, he wrote his name on a coffee can, nailed to a board under the deck. That's where we put the rent check. Some of the creeps from the rich boy frat broke into our house and stole our cat. I did some detective work. The cat was okay, but I found those jerks. It felt good to beat up on a frat boy. They were impressed and they called me Crazy Cat Boy. Jonathan, I'll never run in a marathon. I'll never be on a talk show.
One, two,
one, two, three, four.
Guitar under a tree when my cell phone began to chirp. A ding-a-ling-a-ling, the telephone rang, and I pushed the button to make it work. I said, hey, mama, sitting by the side of the road. There's a voice coming down from a satellite like an angel on overload. She said, hey, buddy, I got this kid. She wants to play the guitar. So why don't I just scoot on over after riding in a red car? Not so fast, don't think I got the time. But she sounds like a song on the telephone. Maybe I can be her rhyme. So I say, I know you got this thing to do concerning that doodle bug. She said, oh yeah, buddy, let's not forget she's the one I truly love. Sound pretty nice talking to me about a little kid playing guitar. So come on over to my house, mama, I want to see you in the red car. She's riding in the red car, rolling down the road, taking her sweet old time, talking on the telephone. Well, I hope someday she'll give me a ride. We can have us a large time, singing songs and playing my guitar in that red car. used to have me a Cadillac with a pretty girl in the back. She used to dance the hoochie coo with a black cat across the track. I dropped her off to the side of the road because she needed an SUV. With that black cat dancing across her back, she wanted sporting her utility. So I've been sitting underneath this tree, picking on my guitar. I just waiting for a mama on the telephone to come get me a ride in the red car. Red car, just rolling down the road, taking her sweet time, talking on the telephone. Well, I hope someday she'll give me a ride and we can have us a large time, singing songs and playing my guitar in that red car.
on the bitter side of 89, below the lip of the gold cup mine. The mountain air blew cold to stark, heard the death of Robert Clark. He took three men down to the hole. It was frozen like the devil's soul. The black eyes made his slipper slide deep and dark to the depth of the mine. We made a rig with tackle there. The voices slid down the frozen lair. The air was cold and pitching dark like the fate awaiting Robert Clark. And the path was steep, but the rope was strong, like a miner's back when the day is long. I stood my ground to play the line, while the men slid slowly down the mine. As I hoisted the boys down the icy track, the sled got stuck and the line went slack. I loosened my hold upon the line, while the men lay stuck down in the mine. Clark ordered the man down to the side to lighten the load on the icy slide. I'm telling you, boys, this is the truth. He worked alone on the mountain, too. When the sled was freed from its rocky mess, the whipping line hit me in the chest with a horn wail like an old banshee. Clark flew the shaft down 60 feet. He flew into disrepair. His trembling echoes split the air. Once the sled slid down the ledge, we knew our Robert Clark was dead. In the mountains and the rocky snow, from the Gold Cup mine in Colorado, we're saving him down in the dark of the day we lost old Robert Clark. And I never saw a miner weep till we moved his body carefully. Put him on the Denver train, bound for the old Northwest.
Cyrus Clarke, you know, Cyrus Clarke is also a really, really excellent guitar player. And, you know, what can you say? Cyrus Clarke is just amazing. And that's how that goes. Good old Cyrus Clarke. And, wow, wow. All righty, well, we got to wait till the Rankin family can come on here, because they can't right at this point, because the old stopwatch says we still have about 11 seconds before I can turn the Rankin family on. So let's talk about a few things. We're going to be talking about the calendar here right at the beginning of the third hour. But I want to make sure that you all understand about this question thing. What they're saying is that if you send questions and comments and things like that, they're going to do a website thing, a connections thing. And in terms of the 30th anniversary of Inland Folk, now going into its 31st year, and they're going to do that, but they want to know what you want to know about the whole thing. So send that to nwpr@wsu.edu as a listener. nwpr@wsu.edu. Edu as an email address, and they'll work it into everything that they're going to do. And I have no clue as to what they're going to do. Alrighty? That's one thing. If you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. That's D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. Alrighty? Okay, what else do we want to tell you here? The Northwest Regional Folklife Festival is coming up in May, and they will be sending out the acceptances in March or so. So those of you who applied, you might want to be thinking about what you're going to do for Memorial Day if you get that acceptance. Already, that's happening. And also, the applications for Tumbleweed are going to be out fairly soon. They're going to probably be out in March. The Tumbleweed Festival on Labor Day weekend in the Tri-Cities. And, of course, the applications for the Spokane Folk Festival come out in July. They come out in July. Alrighty, so all of those things are going to start coming into play here. So start planning your weekends, those of you who want to perform. Those of you who want to see, start planning your weekends as well. Remember that the Tumbleweed Festival is Labor Day weekend. The Spokane Folklore Society Festival is generally the weekend of Veterans Day in November. Or sometimes, well, it's in November. And they'll let us know when that's going to be. And also, don't you be forgetting, of course, Northwest Folklife Festival is Memorial Day weekend in Seattle. All righty. So those are the big weekends you want to plan for, okay? We're going to be right back. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. I need to thank Kevin Rinker and Eunjong Shin for helping me with this show. And there you go. All right? We're coming right back. Hang on, hang on, hang on, because we are coming back. Hang on now.
Starting in the 1950s, African Americans on the radio began changing the country.
We were the little engine that could, and we were going to fight the big guys.
They had a sound you couldn't hear anywhere else.
Ooh, tiddly up, let's make way for the jock. Look, poo all through, later, Gator. Gotta cut. Hello there, Douglas.
I'm
Hello,
Kenny man. Gamble. Tune in for Going Black, the legacy of Philly Soul Radio.
That special program comes your way in 1 hour at 2 o'clock, right after Inland Folk with Dan Marr. You're listening to your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston, KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood, also on translators K274BK 102.7 Kamiakuski, K265DX 100.9 Enterprise Oregon, and K272DO 102.3 Orofino.
Thank you for listening to Northwest Public Radio's NPR and classical music service on 91.7. Listeners in Cottonwood, find us on 90.1. And in the LC Valley, we're on 90.5. A list of more Northwest Public Radio stations is available on our website, nwpr.org.